on Sportsmanlife.
Is Mike Johnson finally the one? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He's the new GOP nominee for House Speaker.
This conference that you see, this House Republican majority is united.
Though it hasn't been for 3 weeks as they keep trying to replace ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Johnson's the fourth nominee, and a House vote could come today.
It's a good fit. I think he's got a great chance of getting this thing across the finish line.
Congressman Mike Collins tells Fox.
A lot of what we've been looking for here since we're speakerless is some new type of blood, some new leadership, some people that can bring in new ideas probably and run that place more like a business.
Now, Tom Emmer was the speaker nominee briefly yesterday until former President Trump posted on Truth Social his opposition, calling Emmer a rhino, Republican in name only. For a 19th day, Israel's going after Hamas terrorists in Gaza, and Fox's Trey Yingst reports.
We could see Israeli soldiers near the border. There was some level of commotion, small arms back and forth, and flares being fired into the air. We've learned today that two Hamas militants tried to infiltrate through the Zakim Beach area.
They were both killed trying to enter from the sea. Meanwhile,
along the border with Lebanon, more anti-tank guided missile attacks into Israeli territory.
Now, Israel's been firing back at Hezbollah militants there, while the leader of that group, backed by Iran, met today with the leaders of Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the terror groups targeting Israel from Gaza, where thousands of Palestinian civilians have been killed and caught in the crossfire, food and fuel in low supply. Hurricane Otis is raining down on Mexico's southern Pacific coast and the Acapulco area. It came ashore as a monster Category 5 storm. Baseball's World Series is set. Arizona versus Texas. After the Diamondbacks beat the Phillies in Philadelphia 4-2 in a Game 7 to win the National League pennant, Corbin Carroll drove in the tying run, then scored what ended up the game-winning run, telling MLB Network.
I think it's really been a group effort. Players sticking up for players.
2 years ago, both the Diamondbacks and the Rangers lost more than 100 games. The World Series starts Friday. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
While the House keeps trying to elect a speaker so we can get back to business, the Senate's considering the $106 billion in foreign aid President Biden's requesting for Israel, Ukraine, and more.
The president's spending request to boost defense assistance for Israel and Ukraine must be passed quickly and with bipartisan support, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says.
For a very simple reason, it will make the world safer for the United States, our allies, and our democratic values.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell is also signaling support, but says to expect changes.
The supplemental that was sent up is just a starting place. We're going to go over it with a fine-tooth comb.
He says Senate Republicans are looking for a credible border security provision in the legislation. Other Republicans have suggested separating spending for Israel from spending for Ukraine. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, all Republicans and Democrats in the Senate agreed on one thing yesterday, unanimously approving Michael Whitaker to take over as the leader at the FAA, which has not had a confirmed administrator in 18 months. The prior Biden nominee to head the FAA, Phil Washington, withdrew over concerns about his qualifications. Now an update on the Alaska Airlines pilot facing numerous charges accused of trying to shut off the engines while a passenger on a flight Sunday.
Court documents have revealed that 44-year-old Joseph David Emerson, who was catching a ride in an extra cockpit seat on a Horizon Air flight, had recently taken psychedelic mushrooms. He apparently said, "I'm not okay," right before trying to disable the plane's engines. Alaska Airlines owns Horizon. They say neither the crew nor gate agents noticed any signs of impairment before boarding. He's facing a number of charges, including a federal charge of interfering with a flight crew, which carries a maximum of 20 years in prison. He pleaded not guilty Tuesday to 83 state counts of attempted murder. John Saucier, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, the governor urging Illinois residents to condemn hate and stand in solidarity with the Muslim and Jewish communities. Governor said, quote, hate has no home here in Illinois. He warned that there's been a rise in hate crimes against Arabs and Jews in the state, which has been sparked by the war between Israel and Hamas. A pair of University of Illinois police officers being credited by their superiors saving a man's life Saturday. U of I police said the officer's life-saving actions took place amidst the pregame festivities for the game against Wisconsin. A man went into cardiac arrest hours before the kickoff. Officers Tara Hurlis and Chris Williams providing CPR and using a defibrillator to get the man's heart back into rhythm. A 24-year-old man arrested for the 11th time on the University of Illinois campus after police say this time they caught him with stolen packages from campus area apartments. Police said the man, Javarius Miller, whom they were familiar with, that due to several past arrests. And that's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, so Tara Hurlis, who's come in with her dog.
That's right, numerous times.
And then Greg Williams was the guy that did the muscle pose when we beat Maryland.
Yeah.
The police officers, so they've had a big week.
Some great U of I police officers and saving lives at the University of Illinois football game on Saturday. Amazing.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Greg Solier, our meteorologist. My farmer friends are closing it out, and they're just wondering what Greg says. And so here he is, brought to you this morning by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they've got Marketplace Mall tonight. Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7. Bring the kids on out, because right now Halloween doesn't look so good. So you can be indoors. I'll be over by Dick's Sporting Goods. Janet Sosby asked me to judge the costume contest and play Thriller and Monster Mass again. 5 to 7 with the Urbana and Champaign Park districts working together for the Halloween Fun Fest. It'll be a great time tonight.
All right, Mr. Meteorologist, how are you?
I'm well. How about you guys?
We're fine, brother. Johnny back in. He's
yeah,
here.
Had a good breakfast over at Countryside off the Sydney Slab. Going until 8 in case somebody wants to go for biscuits and gravy.
Last one, too. It's October Wednesday morning breakfast.
This is it? No more?
The harvest breakfast will wrap up.
It's drizzling out there, too, Greg. It's spitting.
Well, the rain, folks, is lurking just at least as it applies to Philo immediately north and west, but raining steadily from over about really the northwestern half of Champaign County. Got towards about Milford area and southern Iroquois and points west from there all the way to about the Illinois. This, by the way, is kind of the remnant upper feature from what was Norma that came ashore out of the eastern Pacific across Mexico right up the chute this way, right on the heels, by the way, of Norma. We've got Category 5 Hurricane Otis making a run in some of those resort areas into the Pacific Coast area of Mexico this morning. That, too, will be maybe a moisture fetch. Hopefully, it gets into areas of the deep south, the southeastern states. I tell you, Johnny, I'm sure you are aware of the drought that's gone down there. So dry that the marshes have been stoking up fires, brush fires out there. And I guess that was a contributing factor along with fog, with a big accident a couple of, I believe it was Monday morning in the I-55 or 155 corridor, 20-car pileup out there down outside of New Orleans. So hopefully those folks are recovering from that. Around here, hey, what a morning. 64 already at Willard and Savoy, 58 at Rand Tools. The showers continue to press through the area. That's 64, by the way, is what we ought to have this time of the year, but not today. Afternoon readings to 73 with fairly cloudy skies. Bulk of the rains are for this morning. Much drier afternoon. 63 on the overnight low, so-called low for tonight, with a stray shower chance early. Fair amount of dry time tomorrow. Maybe late in the day, a shower thunderstorm gets going. 77. We could flirt with 80 on Friday, but looks like Friday, the showers and thunderstorms get going. They'll be on and off the rains for the weekend and markedly cooler air. Don't get see readings getting out of the 50s here on Saturday, about 55 on Sunday, 52 Monday, and then we're stuck in the 40s for high temperatures next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Steve Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it very much. ESPN 93.5. It is Wednesday. This is October 25. Political analyst, flyover conservatives podcast host. His name is David White. David, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
You got to be a Kansas City fan if you're from Kansas City, aren't you?
I was, even before it was easy to do so. I toughed it out through the Tyler Figson and all these eras and Todd Haley and these things. And, you know, Marty Schottenheimer was a good window as well. But I tell you what, every day I pinch myself and, like, is this real? Am I going to wake up? Am I going to wake up and this is over? You know. And,
well, I tell
it's,
you,
it's been a good run.
We got. I'm Stevie J. Diane Ducey, and then my brother Johnny is here. David Whited, political analyst. Okay, so Mike Johnson is the hot name this morning as far as Speaker of the House. Is this ever going to happen, David?
Oh, I do think today is going to be a big day for this and get it knocked out. There's just some imagery we saw last night when he came out and gave his speech. He kind of meets the needs of Steve Scalise. Scalise was standing behind him. You got Matt Gaetz saying good things about him. Matt Gaetz quoted as saying he's a good, godly man. He's our best possible candidate. He's going to advance the Republicans. President Trump was kind of weighing out and saying all five of these guys are winners. They're all going to be MAGA, and that kind of is what defines the GOP party right now. This group that's like this MAGA base, I think, is more financially conservative than President Trump was. But you know, hey, where are you going to be? And the key line to watch as this unfolds is the single line item voting issues. You know, I think people are really tired of like their wife coming home from the mall and saying, hey, I shopped and it was like one purchase. But like, you want, like, what all did you get? What are all the items in there? You can't just say, hey, I got some groceries. And then inside the groceries is, you know, a bunch of stuff that are not necessary. That's kind of what we run into often. So I think this is a guy that's going to push more for single item, not big, big omnibus bills.
Well, yes, he's another Louisiana congressman.
Johnny's from Louisiana.
Yeah, I know Steve Scalise real well, but Mike's from North Louisiana, so I don't know him. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm worried that he won't last because one guy can call for a vote and three guys change their mind.
Can they eliminate that with the Republicans? The one-vote guy thing isn't very smart.
Right.
They do have to have a consensus, you know, and it makes this really sloppy and kind of ugly. I think just to get people to feel like their fur wasn't all rubbed the right way, they had to go through some of these mulligans here a little bit. That, you know, like Jim Jordan, kind of represented, you know, the Trump crowd, and McCarthy is still, I think, kind of behind the scenes, even on this one, dragging his feet a little bit. And I think if you watch it today, there might be some people that he helped get elected, especially if they're from an area like New York, Republicans from there that are maybe kind of hanging on by a thread in a really blue area. He may be able to hold back some of those votes, keep his name in the fray. There was conversations yesterday of McCarthy maybe getting back in with a consolation of maybe Jim Jordan could be his assistant. You know, it's kind of like trying to make both sides happy. But I don't see that happening. They've gone through these three whiffs already, and I think they're feeling the heat and the criticism, and they're looking like a clown show that they can't get on the same page. And for whatever, you know, people love or hate, the Democrat side, they seem to be able to unify on whatever, you know, is going on. And the Republicans, you could say they're more principled, or maybe they have different North Stars, you know, however you want to look at it, but they don't all beat to the same drum. But you can't get past the imagery of Johnson showing up last night with that kind of enthusiasm around him.
Mm-hmm.
It was very decisive with him over Byron Donald. So I think he has momentum going into this that's going to appease both sides of what I consider like the MAGA crowd and then the uniparty globalist kind of crowd of the Republican Party.
Any chance there's a vote and a conclusion in the next day or three?
I think it's going to go through at noon today.
Okay.
And, you know, it's kind of exciting. Rarely in politics do you see the cause and effect in the same window. When you see these votes coming in, it's in real time. It's kind of like the NFL draft for nerds.
Yeah.
A little bit. You know, you kind of watch it coming in. It's kind of like, you know, it kind of feels like the draft. I think we're going to know. We're going to know by the time lunch is over today who the Speaker of the House is. And I do think it'll be Johnson. And just they need to move forward. Everybody feels the weight of that. And again, he kind of checks the boxes for both teams really well.
Well, okay. I'll tell you something. It's interesting. It's hard to beat the Democrats politically because they are very unified
about being unified, and it doesn't matter what the issue is. Yeah. It doesn't make any difference. Yeah. They're just going to, okay, that we're doing today.
We're doing it.
All right.
Well, okay, we'll see what happens. By the way, did you see the Netflix thing on Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback thing? That was
that was such good TV. I loved it on Mahomes. I really enjoyed
Kirk Cousins.
The Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Seeing him come to life. Talk about a guy that he read that letter from his dad and all this.
You can't not really like Kirk Cousins, but you also get what I came away with Patrick Mahomes is good luck beating him ever. I mean, he's just unbelievable and talented, but got this Eye of the Tiger thing, very impressive. I can't wait till he's traded to New Orleans. That'll be really fun.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Whoever has him probably wins some Super Bowls. David White at WHITED, how can people listen to you, connect with you?
We upload a podcast over 60 different platforms every single day. You know, we interview the Dinesh D'Souza's and General Michael Flynn and people that we feel like kind of in the medical community, a lot of Dr. Peter McCullough. We're always the dumbest one in the room, but we bring on guests that have answers in the toughest areas that people are struggling with right now. And flyoverconservatives.com, they get it wherever they consume content, Rumble, podcast, Apple, Google, you name it.
Hey, appreciate it.
We're easy to find.
Flyoverconservatives.com. David, nice to meet you. Thanks for being on.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You betcha. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
Well, Arizona's in, Stevie. 4-2 winners over the Philadelphia Phillies. So now Arizona is in Texas to take on the Rangers for the World Series.
The last team in was they lost their last four games, barely got in, swept the Brewers, swept the Dodgers. Hot beats better is what I always say.
That's amazing. And we'll see how the series goes. Rangers, Diamondbacks.
Yeah. Okay. Right. All right. I'm rooting for I don't know who.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Of course, Illinois football with a bye week before the Minnesota game at 2:30 on the 4th. As far as NFL action, it'll be Tampa Bay and Buffalo tomorrow. Sunday, New Orleans is in Indianapolis. Now that you're in the Midwest, would you consider going to that on Sunday?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Did they bring your Saints jerseys?
Yeah.
We have Minnesota at Green Bay, and the Bears will be in L.A. on Sunday evening. For tonight in Huff Hall, Illinois volleyball in action at 10-10 on the season against Indiana. That starts at 7 o'clock tonight. And the Naismith Memorial Jerry West Award watch list has Terrence Shannon Jr. on it. Already a Big Ten honoree, averaging 17.2 points and tallying 9.6 rebounds and 2.8 assists. Luke Goody was in yesterday here at ESPN 93.5 talking with the guys about the game against Kansas on Sunday at 5.
Yeah, Luke's a great, great young man. I mean, he was sensational on the radio.
That's right.
Yesterday. Okay, I got something to tell you. But I'm going to have to wait till after the break. Johnny doesn't know. Diane doesn't know. Okay. Just heard something last night.
Well, we have the NBA season starting up. Washington is at Indianapolis at 6 o'clock tonight.
11-month season? What is this? They just play forever.
Hey, let me tell you, the Pelicans, watch out for those New Orleans Pelicans.
Okay, well, in Oklahoma City is at the Chicago Bulls at 7 o'clock tonight. Last night in NHL action, which has been underway for about a week or so, Boston blanked the Blackhawks 3-0. Winnipeg over the St. Louis Blues 4-2.
All right.
Don't forget, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Banan vicinity in this unseasonably mild and downright warm weather pattern for mid to late October. Continuing on in the shorter term, big changes at temperature-wise over the weekend and the better part of next week as well, and a fair amount of rain in the transition, of which seeing some shower activity making its way across the air. It'll be with us here much of the morning. A little more hit-miss chances later this afternoon. Up to 73 and a gusty south wind. Breezy and mild tonight with an isolated shower threat early, low down to 63. That's a typical high for the time of year. Windy warm for the day tomorrow. Considerable cloudiness and isolated shower thunderstorm both morning and again late afternoon. Highs up to 77 degrees. Friday, windy, warm, couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms. A high getting close to 80 in some spots. Much cooler over the course of the weekend. Temperatures up near 60. That best on Saturday with some shower activity in the afternoon. Sunday, a chilly rain with highs in the 50s. Lower 50s and a shower threat for Monday. Only in the 40s then for Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie G, broadcasting meteorologist Greg Solier.
Busey Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways Banking Options at Busey are designed with your goals in mind. Busey Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Busey, your partner in building business and growing wealth since 1868. Member FDIC.
Handing out money here in just a moment on Steber. Stand by, like $500. Stand by. Don't go away.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Microsoft and Google's parent company Alphabet both reported mostly strong results for the recent quarter. Microsoft shares are higher, Alphabet shares are sliding. Both companies offer cloud computing to support artificial intelligence, though Google Cloud is growing at a slower pace. Honda and General Motors are scrapping plans to work together on developing affordable electric vehicles. They say it will be difficult to do as a business. In a statement, Honda says each company will work separately toward offering affordable models to the EV market. Mortgage rates have moved higher again. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the 30-year fixed average rose to 7.9% in the most recent reading. Demand for adjustable rate mortgages rose to the highest level in nearly a year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cozzola, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
All right, so it is 7:23. Ed Martin will jump on. Johnny's live in the studio. It's Wednesday, and alert to all our social media. We might disappear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's the Stever from Carpet Weavers. Mm-hmm. $500.
Nice.
I'll give you $500 to go shop.
Easy to do that.
Yeah, there's no minimum spend here, so I'm giving you $500. If you need flooring, they have some furniture. If you want to go buy, you know, $1,000 table, it's $500. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah, so if you are interested...
16 Market View Drive in Champaign.
If you are interested in our offer, all you got to do is text in Carpet Weavers or CW to 217-359-2255. Carpet Weavers, text in... I'll have it up on the website as well at ghoststever.com. It'll be there in just a few moments. So again, $500. Anybody want $500? Unbelievable. Are you kidding me? You're not getting this in fistful of dollars. You're not getting a 5% coupon off somewhere.
Right.
This is $500.
Boy, and flooring these days, if you're tired of the pets and things like that, I mean, they have even pet-proof flooring where it's easy to upkeep that, and they've got all kinds of great furniture. 8 to 6, they're open, and 12 to 5 on Sunday.
All right, so 217-359-2255. Just text in Carpet Weavers. You'll be considered. Good luck to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I've been giving you updates on Jacob Hurtubise.
Oh, yeah?
And so he is my future son-in-law. In fact, it's like
35 days, 36 days, 37 days.
I'm telling you, that guy can play baseball.
Well, he got called to the fall league. His route has been this year double A, got called to triple A in June, had a really nice 2 weeks, got sent back to double A because the guy got better. It was an injury that he was replacing somebody. And then August 23rd, he's called back to triple A. So his numbers in triple A were just out of sight. He batted 390 in triple A.
Well, wasn't he Cincinnati?
He was Cincinnati's player of the month.
Right.
For the entire organization, right. August,
yeah.
Player of the Month for August. He'd never hit a home run in his life until the last game of last year. He hit a home run, and they were talking about it in the dugout for two innings. I mean, he in Little League, farm, never hit a home run in his life. College, never.
Wow.
So he hit one, and Grace said, well, how did it feel? He said, well, like I want to do it again.
Yeah.
So this year he's had seven.
Wow. Yeah,
moving up.
And he also led, I think, the world in triples. He had 10 triples. So then he gets called late in the triple A season. He gets called to fall league. And this is where all the really hot only people in Arizona watching these games are scouts. So everybody's watching these games. And he's had a good fall league, solid fall league. Last night, 2 out of 4, 3 RBIs, a run score.
Good grief.
They were down 6-2, and they came back to win 12-10. And it was just learned yesterday that Jacob Herdebees has been named the Cincinnati Reds Minor League Hitter of the Year.
Hitter of the Year?
Hitter of the Year.
I think it's time for Jacob to move up.
Well,
come on. Agreed, Johnny.
He thinks there's a real good chance he'll be invited to big league camp, okay. Which will be with all the big leaguers, and that'll be a first. So anyway, it's been very exciting around our house. Just happy for him.
I'll tell you, Diana, one of the games I was watching, he hit a grounder. It wasn't that well hit, so it was an easy out, except he bats left-handed. The guy shortstop throws it. It wasn't even close.
Really?
He was like a step
fast.
That's the bag.
He takes off.
There wasn't any kind of bobble. It was just... He was too fast.
I can tell now the way he hits the ball. Now he'll ground into a double play if he creams it right at the base. They can step on the second and throw to first.
He has to be right at the base. Yeah, that's not going to happen very often.
It does happen, but he did a bunt. Now, and he's really good with the bat, so he did a bunt the other day. The pitcher didn't even throw it. He picked it up and looked. Didn't even try it. It's over. He's done.
And then he's
really fast.
And then he steals.
He steals bases. Yeah. He had a bunch of them this year and across the league. So, anyway, we're excited, and we'll see what happens.
Minor league hitter of the year.
Pretty good.
Jacob Herdebees.
There's only 30 of those. 32, however many major league teams there are. There was only one per team. So
I'm just hoping his hovering father-in-law doesn't disrupt his play.
Yeah, I try not to. Well, he was on a real streak back in wherever. Janet and Benjamin were in Switzerland. And so Gracie and I were going to go down to Chattanooga,
mm-hmm.
And he was hitting a home run every day.
Nice.
It was he had an inside the park home run. So I said, I'm not sure we should go because it, you know,
he's got a rhythm.
Well, and he's got his schedule. We'll go out to eat. It'll be later. And just
he did not argue.
Yeah. And we stayed home, and he kept hitting home runs.
Okay, then.
And then he got his 92 seconds on the Baseball Major League Network. I said that.
Yeah.
MLB Network spent 92. He didn't know about it. And it said, Jacob Herdebees could be the second ever from West Point, and he's close, and we can't wait to see you. And the Cincinnati Reds sent that clip to him because they heard about it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it does show you your chances of just breaking in the big league, Steve. How many levels? You got triple A, right? And then you got fall league. But going down, it's double A, then it's single A.
Single A, high A, low A, rookie league. I mean, there's 206 minor league baseball teams in baseball.
206 minor league teams.
Teams. There are all kinds of levels. And they're coming from all over the world to play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Korea, Japan, all the Dominican Republic, all the mm-hmm. Puerto Rico. There's a ton of good players. It's...
Well, and what a guy with the West Point background
He's high character, be a great example for kids.
Well, he's just a great baseball player.
Well, he really is. But, Johnny, he might be. Am I exaggerating? Because I exaggerate a lot. Is he the only human ever to play and get paid for professional sports and never to have had a sip of alcohol?
Oh, I don't know. Well, there's been probably some others, but that's a good thing. That's why it helps.
Very, very small.
Keeps your focus.
It does.
You know what? I might have to think about
that. That's right. Anyway, it's pretty fun. All right, we'll be right back. It's Ed Martin a day. That means the president of Eagle Forum Legal Defense Fund. Will we get a Speaker of the House? Does it matter? yes, it matters, but you know what? I don't know. They spend a lot of money.
I think they're setting up to get him. If they had Gates and Jordan, yeah, then Trump's kind of in, and then
Trump was against Emmers from Minnesota. So
I honestly don't think McCarthy will sandbag it because it's looking so bad for the Republicans. They need to move on with the speaker and do something, and then whatever. But yeah, I think they'll do it.
Today. Well, they had this guy for an hour in Emmers. He was a rhino, they said, from Minnesota, Republican in name only. And so Donald Trump immediately came out and said, he's a rhino. So his candidacy ended in an hour.
Okay.
So it's just...
Mike Johnson came up when I was talking about Scalise with Gene Mills down there. And he said, we think we can get Mike in. I think it's going to go with Mike.
Okay.
And I hadn't heard that from anybody
except
Gene from about a week ago.
Well, we'll get more details.
All right, ESPN 93.5, it is Wednesday. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
News. I'm Deborah Valentine. President Biden is expected to hold his first news conference today since the October 7th start of the Israeli-Hamas conflict. The White House says a presser is planned for 12:30 Eastern Time. Biden will be joined by Australia's Prime Minister during the event. He's on a three-day state visit to the U.S. Israel's launched over 400 airstrikes on Gaza in the last 24 hours, claiming to have killed several Hamas commanders. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel's ground invasion will happen soon. House Republicans plan to vote on a new House speaker this afternoon after nominating Louisiana's Mike Johnson.
This group here is ready to govern. We're going to govern well. We're going to do what's right by the people. And I believe the people are going to reward that next year.
Johnson's the fourth pick in 3 weeks. America's listening to Fox News.
Coming, and so are great deals on the world's fastest mower, Dixie Chopper, at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. They still have some 23 and a select few 22 residential and commercial models at liquidation prices too low to advertise. Whether you're mowing your yard at home or 200 yards commercially, you'll get the best warranty in the business with 3-year bumper-to-bumper unlimited hours or 5-year bumper-to-bumper up to 600 hours that includes the engine, deck, and spindle hub. Go see Andy Bowman at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana for warranty details and best pricing on the world's fastest mower. He's clearing out inventory to make way for the new 24s, and no reasonable offer will be refused. Dedicated Diesel, 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, that's just off Route 45, 217-328-0562.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Here's a look at local news. School District 137 taking a new approach to keep teaching assistants in the classroom, offering incentives to employees who keep absences to a minimum. Superintendent Scott Wood says teaching assistants make up about 20% of district employees. When they're unable to assist teachers, it affects class efficiency and student learning. They're going to get a bonus. The incentives could mean hundreds of dollars. It's the end of an era at the University of Illinois, with the darkest days of the COVID pandemic seemingly in the past. University has announced its ending operation for its Shield T3 testing program before the year ends. The program, for a profit entity, was started in 2020 to develop a saliva-based COVID test. Champaign Public Works will close certain portions of South Mattis Avenue and Kenyon Road for sidewalk construction projects later this week. Mattis Avenue's southbound traffic will shrink by one lane to make room for a construction project for the city of Champaign October 25th to November 1. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
So again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday, and an increasingly active and moisture-laden weather pattern ahead over the next several days. Enjoy the warmth while you may. Big changes ahead. Temperature rise over the weekend and more or less a late November feel at times here for a bunch of next week. Breezy bow for the day today. Some shower activity pressing through the area this morning, and a little more hit-miss random chances later this afternoon. We'll get into dry hours there. South wind up to 73, down to 63 for tonight. A mild night gusty south wind. An isolated shower chance early at 63 is a typical high this time of the year. Tomorrow, windy and warm. Same for the day on Friday. And a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms expected to get going. There'll be hit-miss chances tomorrow. Better odds tomorrow night late and into Friday. Highs to 77 tomorrow. 60s tomorrow night and a Friday high getting close to 80. Much cooler to colder over the weekend. Temperatures in the 50s on Saturday. New shower activity breaks out in the afternoon. Showery spells for Sunday, lingering into Monday. High temperatures into the low to mid-50s. For Steve AJ, broadcasting meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Wednesdays means Brother Johnny and Ed Martin. Johnny in studio in the house here in Philo, and I saw you were zooming your Bible study. I saw that.
Yeah, right. Stevie, you were there for 2 seconds.
I remember. I went to a session. And your one guy, older gentleman, was talking about how things have changed since the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
That was a number of years ago. That was quite a while back.
Yeah, that was like 1880.
Industrial Revolution. He is president of Eagle Farm Legal Defense Fund, the great Phyllis Schlafly's final hire before she passed. Ed Martin out near the swamp. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Good to be with you. I still, every time I hear that Johnny's in the studio, I think, when, oh Lord, are you going to put us all three in the same city so we can have that steak dinner that somebody owes somebody? I can't remember who owes who. I think I owe it now, Johnny.
We're just going to have to all pitch in.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so Speaker of the House, is it possible Mike Johnson, Louisiana, could he be the man today, Ed?
You know, first of all, very good guy and very capable. So, you know, right now you're trying out starting pitchers for Game 7 that have only played, they're in the big leagues, but they've been playing. They weren't the starting pitcher in Game 7. So you're looking at it going, could he do it? He could do it. Yeah, I mean, I look, but at this point, it's degenerated into like a high school assembly, and they're all fighting with each other. They're mad at this clique and that clique and this clique and that clique. So yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't bet on anything. I frankly assumed by now they would have all been clear that they choose power over, you know, personality, because they're all mad at each other, and they haven't. So I think it's actually really fun to watch. Mike Johnson would be fine. And the other guy, I guess, will be fine. I mean, I don't know, but it's I don't know how they get there yet. And remember, they got about two weeks, and they got to pass some kind of continuing resolution, which is going to immediately be a fight over stupid spending. So it's really fun to watch if you want to see the system collapse a bit, and I do.
I think, Eddie, that they've come to a guy that, oh, right, we got to probably get a speaker. So I think Mike's the guy that, all right, yeah, I'll go with him. And yeah. I actually heard his name last week from somebody said, no, I think it's going to end up with Johnson if they couldn't get Scalise. Because I thought it was Scalise or nobody. But I think they're coming down to maybe three or four possibilities max. So they better go with somebody.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a budget. And that always backfires on the Republicans. It doesn't even matter who caused it. But I think they'll get Mike Johnson for a while anyway.
Well, we got a year before the election. Nobody's remembering this if we get it done now. I mean, shoot, no. And plus, everybody, you know, is mad at Congress, but they like their guy, right? The man or woman that they vote for is fine. So I think it's harder to change that. I have no idea the trends, but I know this isn't a good look. I do know.
Well,
that.
You know, not passing the budget, government shutdown. I don't know how many times we've seen that.
Yeah, a lot.
I mean, that wears you out to where it's not really like, yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
So we'll see.
Yep. I don't know if you guys saw Hillary Rodham Clinton yesterday, but Jesse Waters said she went from those college protesters to shouting down a college protester. It's an interesting exchange. Okay. So here it is from Fox and Jesse Waters last night.
Make a statement about President Joe Biden's speech. This is a clearly warmongering speech. President Joe Biden is calling for $100 billion of funding for Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine, and we're supposed to just bundle these together and pretend like we're gonna rush to World War III, and we're all just gonna let Hillary Rodham Clinton sit here and, okay.
I'm sorry. You know, this is not the way to have a conversation.
I'm sorry.
If you want to have a conversation, you're welcome to come talk to me afterwards.
You can sit here. Okay, right. You're gonna wait for me, right? I do not believe you.
I will listen to you, and I will respond to you.
I do not believe you. Respectfully, I do not believe you.
In 50 years, Hillary went from a college protester to cutting college protesters off. And it went on.
The fact of the matter is that the American people's voice are what need to be heard.
Yeah,
because
they are being
because
heard.
Our president is not speaking for the American people, and neither are you.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Yes, that's my opinion.
Sit down. We've heard your opinion. Thank you very much.
Whoa. What I have done is I have asked Hillary Rodham Clinton to denounce the president's openly warmongering, suicidal, idiotic speech.
And
that's what I've asked.
Answer. I will
that's what I've done.
So that's the end of our conversation, but I'll still meet you outside.
I need your identification.
But you're done.
Right.
There you go, Ed. How about that? Whoa.
I'll meet you outside. Sounds like it's going to be under the bleachers. Joe Biden used to say he's going to do that. Look, I've said this for years, and I should have kept saying it. But the civil war in the parties is in the Democrat Party because they have people that are so far to the left on issues like defund the police, on issues of Hamas and other things. But there's also a bunch of young people that don't want war. And they're looking up and they're saying, oh, that guy Trump, he doesn't seem to want war either. And so it's a very interesting time. I mean, again, on the Republican side, obviously there's support of Israel. I think the support, I hope, will come in the form of, hey, you can't have terrorists attack your country. Go and take care of that. But not let's fight a war against Iran. Let's, you know, engage in a nuclear confrontation with anybody. But I'm just saying that when you hear that, Hillary is now in the wing of the party that, look, it's just a swamp thing. She's in the wing of the party that has said yes to the neocon wars, yes to the spending, yes to control by government. There's a lot of young people that are not interested. And, you know, Joe Biden floated the draft. See how that turd went over. The punch bowl got huge, and people were just like, what? So I really wonder how by the way, we're going to watch elections in Virginia in about 10 days, and New Jersey at state level, I know, but I think we're going to see some things about whether there's anybody movable in the voting coalitions of the Democrat and Republican parties. That's going to be something to see and watch.
I think that all comes down to process. The less of the Dropbox and mail-ins, the more you'll see a moderate Republican elected. It's all because the machine's the only chance they have. The issues aren't playing well. But Hillary reminds me of an old saying.
See, yeah.
It's what goes around comes around.
Yeah, right. Well, it is clearly turbulent, and the far left don't dare start their own progressive party because then they'll elect Republicans, right? I mean, so they won't do that. The interesting polls recently on the impact of Robert Kennedy Jr. in the election. Are you on the page that this hurts Trump more than Biden?
Me? No, I disagree completely. Once Bobby Kennedy, RFK, by the way, may I drop a footnote? Guys, you need to watch the Oliver Stone documentary on JFK. It was updated. It was a documentary updated about a year ago, and I watched it with my wife, and it's stunning to see what the deep state was doing. I mean, it's based on released documents. But look, RFK Jr., one of his first acts as an independent candidate was to say he's for reparations. Now, I know why, because he's trying to say to African Americans, be with me. But that's the end of him. As a, there's no Republican voter I've ever met that will vote for reparations. So he's going to have to send signals to on abortion. He's very, very, very pro-abortion now. He's been clearer on it. So even though he's got this kind of COVID fight that some people liked, and he's got this kind of outsider mentality, he's not going to pull. I think it's the exact opposite. I think he is a devastating blow to the Democrats. The need to get Biden out. I don't know if Biden will quit, but they're going to try harder and harder because they've got to get somebody that can overshadow RFK Jr. Again, it's a disaster in the Democrat Party. There is a civil war in the Democrat Party. They are turning on each other. It looks like they're only turning on Trump's lawyers, but the media is ramping up. There's the news this morning about Mark Meadows supposedly testifying with immunity. That's an old story. That story's been out for, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months. They're writing it now dramatically to try to hammer the drumbeat that Sidney Powell took a plea deal, Jenna Ellis took a plea deal. Isn't this terrible for Trump? It's all a lie. And because why? Because they can't figure out what to do with the civil war waging on the left and the center left. And it's getting worse.
Well, it's interesting because we've talked about the Democrats' discipline to hold on to the power. But if there's no real cause that they're united on, that always breaks up into civil war. If all it is about power, eventually there's two or three factions that say, I want it, and there's no cause. There's nothing like the abolitionist cause to free the slavery, or even the one union instead of dividing the union in two cause. It's all about just who's in power. And they agree to with these coalitions to keep one of us in power, but eventually they all fight over it. So there's no principle.
So what's your read into the whole Donald Trump, let's make sure he's a convicted felon so somehow he doesn't get a run, with all these Sidney Powells, is Mark Meadows flipping? I mean, they're all going to testify now for prosecution. Is that right? I'm hearing that right, Ed?
Well, first of all, I'm not putting anything past what Trump, and I think you're naive. One is naive if you say things like it doesn't matter that he's been indicted four times. When you go out to a normal person who's working hard and doing something, they say, so-and-so's been indicted four times, they think he did something wrong. I mean, it's a purposeful drag on the guy's, on his chances. But, I think they're going to keep ramping it up. But I don't know what's going to happen if they might convict him and then try to send him to jail, right? But I don't think they can stop him in the primary, and then I don't think they can stop him in the general either. So I don't know what happens. I don't know how it turns out. But I will say this. All these details on like Sidney Powell. If you look at her deal and the other lawyer Cheesebro and even Jenna Ellis, these are deals that you have to take. If you're Sidney Powell and you're looking at a Fulton County jury and you've watched the jury pool and you're saying I'm going to get convicted of seven felonies, you're not going to have a path to appeal that and get out of jail. So you take a deal, and the reason and someone says, oh, she took a deal to testify. If she knows she didn't do anything and her testimony is going to be, I told people about real arguments about the law. She doesn't care. And I think Fannie Willis, again, the media is lying to us all the time. And the media's lie is, oh, Sidney Powell's now going to testify against Trump. Or she's going to testify that she was his lawyer. And she said, guys, there's lots of ways we can challenge this. And that's the end of it. And it'll actually exonerate Trump. But again, they're not interested in, guys, they're not interested in the law. They're not interested in actually achieving justice. They're interested in an ongoing narrative that they can continue to beat up on Trump. And again, I think it's going to work. I'm scared it's going to work. I don't know how it hasn't worked already, but we're in the middle of it. Tomorrow, and by the way, in Georgia, there's another case against Catherine Engelbrecht and Dinesh D'Souza and others for defamation sued by one of the election companies in one of those terrible jurisdictions. And they're scared for their lives in terms of money. So we're, and it's ongoing narrative that you have to subscribe to that the election was perfect. And if you said anything different, you're somehow, a Hitler-like insurrectionist.
And they're using our justice system against us. And it's not it's not just to pick out questioning elections as the thing you can't stop talk about. That you can talk about anything, including a Palestinian state and attack the Jews, but you can't talk about, where did all those boxes of votes come from? Prosecute him.
It's unbelievable, the shutdown on speech.
I think it's particularly about elections, which of course makes you think, well, there must have been something wrong.
Right,
it's the old methinks they protest too much, Eddie. And
I agree.
Yeah, and I think it's terrible because they're right. If they can shut us up about
Did that with COVID and vaccines,
They did well. And if we can't change enough of what they changed in our voting back in the vaccine and COVID period, their machine still works. So it's falling apart because their issues don't carry anybody. I mean, they are so far off the rails. They are so confident in the machine they have that they've gone over the line.
Okay, based on what Johnny and Ed have just said, I am so happy Joe Biden is my president and Kamala Harris is my vice president. Might satisfy the bots out in Seattle trying to stay on Facebook.
By the way, I have had a lot of people agree with me on the unifying qualities of Kamala, because 98% of us don't want to have her as our president. So there's that silver lining.
All right, Joe Biden speaks at 11:30. Gaff or no gaff?
incoherent or coherent. I live and I'm married to a geriatrics physician. I spend a lot of my time hearing about how important it is to love on and take care of our seniors. It's a pathetic scene. It's elder abuse like we've never seen publicly done. It's so demeaning for our civilization that we're allowing this guy. He's obviously, diminished every day. And nobody has the courage to say, they should just not even put him out. He just released statements on paper. It's just so mean. And so I'm sure it'll be incoherent. And more importantly, though, it's incoherence. Will it lead us to World War III?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems distinctly likely that we're going to be disadvantaged in the world because the guy is so clueless. And that's not a joking matter. This is real serious stuff. Mm.
I think that's kind of a symptom. I think the crisis is that the progressive left took over the country. And I think Joe looks much worse than he is, Eddie, because he's trying to do what they're telling him. He's not thinking.
Yeah.
So if I tried to do that, I would look a little bit incoherent because I'd forget, and what did they want me to say there?
Yeah,
and
right.
That was a typo, and you're blaming me? You typed that word wrong. And instead of just saying, like we are, kind of, and half of what we're saying is a bunch of it, but still, we're thinking for ourselves and saying what we believe. And I don't think Joe's done that for years. And so it really kind of makes him look much worse than he is.
Going to have to go. But, Ed, we appreciate you. Ed Martin, how can people connect with you?
Over on Twitter, at Eagle Ed Martin, I'm fighting a good fight. It's really, I think, the place I encourage people to utilize X to encourage free speech and Elon Musk's efforts to defend it. And then we, of course, are ProAmerica Report and PhyllisSchlafly.com. ProAmericaReport.com and PhyllisSchlafly.com both. And thanks, guys. Always enjoy it. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, and Eddie, send more of that. Where's Mr. Coffee? I want to run that guy down.
By the way, I want to say I will accept as speaker. If I am offered to serve as speaker,
okay.
I will accept for the record, just so you know.
I'll let some people know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Johnny. We'll be right back. We got Steve Suderman over Good Vibes hanging out today. That's next.
Don't forget, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and vicinity in this unseasonably mild to downright warm weather pattern for mid to late October, continuing on in the shorter term. Big, big changes at temperature-wise over the weekend and the better part of next week as well, and a fair amount of rain in the transition, of which seeing some shower activity making its way across the air. It'll be with us here much of the morning. A little more hit-miss chances later this afternoon. Up to 73 and a gusty south wind. Breezy and mild tonight with an isolated shower threat early, low down to 63. That's a typical high for the time of year. Windy, warm for the day tomorrow. Considerable cloudiness and isolated shower thunderstorm both morning and again late afternoon. Highs up to 77 degrees. Friday, windy, warm. Couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms. A high getting close to 80 in some spots. Much cooler over the course of the weekend. Temperatures up near 60 at best on Saturday with some shower activity in the afternoon. Sunday, a chilly rain with highs in the 50s. Lower 50s and a shower threat for Monday. Only in the 40s then for Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie G, broadcasting meteorologist Greg Solier.
Yep, $500. To Carpet Weavers is the Stever, $500. You text in Carpet Weavers, who now you can go to gostever.com and enter that thing. Who wants $500 this morning?
Me.
Suderman to take that. What the heck? It's Steve Suderman over Good Vibes. His best friend Luke Goody was in yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was dynamite on the radio with Tay and Piper. So how are you?
He speaks well, and he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. It's
he might be the hardest working guy on there.
So. Yeah, he said they said, "Well, you're going to try and beat Kansas. It's just an exhibition." Oh heck yeah! We're going to try. Anyway, what you got over there at the fun place for electronics and big screens and sound and everything else with Good Vibes?
Later this morning, I'm sending out 2,380 emails, but who's counting? Announcing a pre-Black Friday sale. Samsung and LG have already burned down the 2023 models price-wise. If you're on our list, please open the thing and click a link or two on whatever interests you. Sonos, who never discounts their stuff except that once or twice a year, this is one of those times, has a deal where any of their soundbars are 20% off if you buy any of their matching subwoofers at 20% off. So get 20% off Sonos is the name of that one. Mm-hmm. That ends the 29th. It's really a short-term one. But it's a great deal. We can't announce the pricing on the Sonos ones, but we're going 20% off of that too. We just can't put it on the website. It's not kosher. So there's deals all over the place. We've got the Sony TVs. We've got the LG OLEDs, the Polk soundbars. They've gone real aggressive on this. So in every category, you can go to gvibes.com or click the link on this email if you're on the list and find your way to the thing that might interest you, compare it to Walmart, compare it to Amazon, anybody you want. We're going to be right there with those guys, if not lower. And,
We'll come look it up for you. You got the people. You got Carl and all the guys, man. They know how to do it. gvibes.com for Steve Suderman. Well, you need to go, and your hours of operation, sir, are what?
9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 10 to 4 on Saturday. We're not here on Sundays, ever, thankfully.
Yeah,
and
right.
We're next to the driver's license place on Round Barn Road.
No, it was wider than wine. I don't know if you remember this song. Question is, can anybody remember who sang it? Hit it now. Remember that song?
Back That's when you a were, tough one.
When you were lifting
boxes.
Element
of Rod Stewart, but not quite.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a one.
Faces?
Nope. I guess.
I'm going to say Brother Louie.
No? But it's the name of the song. You don't see the above
that. I can't see the name. That's the only reason I knew that was the name of the song.
Back when Steve Suderman was moving into Good Vibes over 50 years ago, he was listening to stuff like this. So. Brother Louie by... Stories. Who would remember that?
Dump the band on this one.
Hey, buddy. Thank you, Steve.
I'm pretty good at that game, but you got me.
Stories. Now, I haven't ever heard of this.
I do remember this song.
I do remember the song.
Faintly.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Have a good one.
Steve Suderman. All right. We're going to break. We'll have the news coming up. Another hour to go. Text in 217-359-2255 if you want to take advantage of $500 of carpet weavers. Go to ghoststever.com. You can enter that way as well.
Mm-hmm. Marketplace Mall tonight, 5 to 7. Bring the kids in costume and have some fun. I'll be over by Dick's with the stage there in the costume contest.
Awesome. Fun. Mm-hmm. All right, be right back. ESPN 93.5.
Stevie J Broadcasting is proud to be a part of the Disability Resource Expo coming to Marketplace Mall from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, October 28th. Up to 100 exhibitors will share information and answer questions regarding resources available to enhance the lives of people with disabilities and seek advice in reaching out for answers. The expo is free and open to the public. Visit disabilityresourceexpo.org.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audubel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audubel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
Should we leave it in the garage for now?
Go ahead, leave it in the garage for now.
You can leave that stuff there just for now, or schedule 2 minute a truck junk removal to come out and remove it for you. 2 minute a truck has multiple solutions. If the just for now stuff isn't needed, we can junk it. If it's items you need later, we can store the just for now stuff until later. Has your just for now become more than you anticipated? 2 minute a truck has solutions for your residential and commercial junk removal at Two Men Champagne.
This is WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals, as we check our news now.